You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Yo, Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Back again. Today we're coming at you with another video. You know, Mike, it's still cold here. I would love to get outside, do some outdoor things, and it inspired me to make this list of the best dropshipping products that you might want to consider selling right now. And even though right now is a good time, the rest of the year is a good time too. So let's get right to it, Mike. I was very inspired by golf this time around, and I think we're going to see why.
Cool. You ready to do 18 holes with the boys?
More like 18 holes by myself in my basement on a projector screen. So let's get right to it. So I want to be clear that I didn't just make up that these were a good product line to go after. So we're going to be looking at indoor golf simulators and golf simulator products. So I threw this into Ahrefs. I typed in best indoor golf simulator. And you could see here that even though this has 350 searches a month, the top pages for this are getting tons and tons of traffic. It's saying, you know, this is getting 40,000 visits per month. This thing I circled here, this website, golfstead.com, this has a domain rating of only 16. Very, very easy to get. And you know, it's getting over 3,000 visits per month. This one, Sunday Golf, 31 DR, over 4,000 visits per month. And Mike, you know, we don't rely too much on Ahrefs CPC data, but it's saying these clicks cost $1.70. And as I move on to the next slide here, you can see these full golf simulators. So that $1.70 for a text ad, by the way, but these full golf simulators can cost, you know, $20,000+. So it's pretty crazy. You know, say you spend 100 clicks and they're $1.70 each. We're talking text ads. You know, you spend $170 to get one sale of 26,000. That's nothing to sneeze at right there.
Right. And this is the game you want to be playing. The problem with doing AliExpress and all this low ticket stuff is that you have no margin. Even if your margin is 80% and you're selling a product at $30, that is still not enough, just absolute money to go out and pay for ads. Whereas when you're selling something that's more expensive, the odds become so much more in your favor, because it's not like all of a sudden clicks go up to $20. Usually clicks, historically, Joe, I mean, we pay, you know, some under a dollar a lot of the times, $2, $3 is getting into the high end of what we pay. And we're selling these products that are, you know, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000. So just the absolute amount of margin you have when you're selling products like this, you're selling one of these $10,000, you know, golf things. Even if you have 10% margin on $10,000, that's still $1,000, which is, you know, 10% isn't great. But some of these things, you know, you can have 20%, you make $2,000, $3,000. Yeah, I mean, it costs you a couple dollars per click. Your conversion rate doesn't need to be 5%. It could be something that's really bad, and it still doesn't matter, and who cares?
Yeah. And you know what, Mike, as we're going to see here, let's move on to slide two. There are so many products around these golf simulators that I think are really, really interesting to sell. Now, the full simulators, of course, are going to be 3,000, you know, that's the crazy prices. But, you know, people buy things like these indoor golf club racks. So you got your simulator in your basement, you know, you're not going to just throw the clubs on the floor. You're going to have the rack right there. You put the clubs in, you get out the nine iron or whatever, and you swing at the ball. So yeah, there's a lot of things around this. These indoor golf club racks are one of them. Another great product to consider start dropshipping if you're going to go this golf route. The next one, indoor golf projector screen. So sometimes people might not go for the, you know, they're getting started out, they might not go for the full simulator, but, you know, they get some sort of projector screen as part of a partial setup or some other setup that they're doing. And so, yeah, the projector screens themselves are pretty expensive, you know, around the $500 range, some a little cheaper, but still nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, and you probably have pretty good margins on that too, because it's not like it's you know, a crazy cost or like a high tech thing or it costs a lot to ship. It's just kind of a material in a box. So
yeah, exactly. No, you know, can't imagine these cost a lot to a ship, which is another great thing. I mean, it's not a luxury you always have when you do the drop shipping the way we teach it, but when you have it, it's nice to have. So facts. The other thing was, you know, some people might not like this next product is some people might not want to go for the full simulator, but there are some crazy putting greens out there. So there's this putting green right here in the bottom left corner, ultimate putting practice putting green. It's got like a million holes in it. You can start, you know, get it in the hole, you know, start practicing from all angles so that when you're on the green, you're not going to miss that final shot. And these themselves, you know, $1,000, $2,000 for a putting green.
Yeah, and this is what's so cool about high-ticket drop shipping is, you know, sometimes people make stores and they try and go after like a bunch of different niches at once. And you don't have to make a golf store, but like, Joe, look at all the different sub-niches that are just within golf that you can do.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you're harnessing this audience of people that love golf. Think about all the other things you can sell them, whether it's, I'm sure there's like ClickBank products on how to improve your golf swing. I'm sure there's other, you know, other so many other ways to monetize this audience. And yeah, there's so many cool product types just within this one little niche.
You know what I love about this audience, Mike? So people that play golf are typically super, super rich. And they have this, let me see if I could say this in a family friendly way. They have this D-measuring contest with their other rich friends. And it's all about whose par is better on the green. So, you know, these people, you know, maybe during the week they're at the office in the high rise, but when the weekend hits, they want to get a better score than their friends, and they have the disposable income to do it. Not only on products, but not only on physical products, but you could definitely supplement with some digital products as well, some courses and things like that. There is a lot of money to be made in the golf niche, that's for sure.
Not only that, they're in the high rise, they're sitting there doing nothing probably, and then they get an email. Improve your golf swing by 10% from, you know, MrGolf.com. And what do you think they're doing when they're sitting there in the office? They're opening that email.
You know, Mike, he got me last time. He beat me by 2 points. I got to get this. And next time I'm going to show him who's the best, who's the better golfer.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, the next thing we have is just straight up golf mats for your basement. You know, people, again, might not go for the full simulator, but you can have a ball on these mats. You hit it into like a net. You aim at a part of the net. And these things are kind of expensive in their own right, you know, $400 plus. So definitely an interesting product.
I guess depending on the mat size, right? It's just, again, this is just material that you're just sending out there. And so it's like, these are great products because it's not like someone's going to call you and complain about, I can't figure out how to work this. It's just, you know, just fake grass.
I can't figure how to work my golf mat.
Yeah.
So in the next, you know, to complement the mat, we have the nets and the hitting bays where, you know, that's where they're going to hit the ball into. So you don't want to just hit it into your wall in your house, you know, your spouse might get upset with you.
Look at that, Joe. Ease global. It's like, take it
easy. Take it ease worldwide. And finally, another really, really interesting product we have. This is not necessarily for indoor specifically, but launch monitors. I believe that these track, you know, when you hit the ball, you know, the statistics about how you're hitting it, the speed, the direction, all that kind of stuff. I don't play golf, but I can tell you as someone who does drop shipping that these are definitely very, very interesting products to consider.
How did you find all these products, Joe?
On Google. I just type in best indoor golf, A, B, C, D, E, pulled up a bunch of websites, saw what kind of products they were selling. And that was that. It took me about 5-10 minutes. People are like, I can't find a good niche. What do I sell?
Yeah. I mean, look at all this stuff just around literally one particular thing. Yeah, that's all I'll say. Also say inside of the Instant E-commerce Asset course, we do have you going through that exact process, us doing it together. Where we go and we do this, we find like 50 different product types in like 20 minutes or something. But
yeah.
Besides the point.
So if you're interested making full-time income with dropshipping, buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Check it out now. It's Joe and Mike from buildassetsonline.com signing off.
Diggities.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.